Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to...
Oh, you didn't know?
With Tony Revis.
What up, everybody? If you don't know, I am Tony Revis. And welcome back to Oh, You Didn't Know? With me, Tony Revis. We're back, baby. What is this, episode 18? Dang, we're almost at 20. I remember when we were at 10. I remember we were at 1. We got 20 coming up. I'm excited, but right now, it's episode 18, and that's what we're focusing on. I'm back. I promised you I was going to have another one. Last episode, I said I'll have one next week, and here it is. We're back, so I hope you had a great week. You know, I hope you had a good Valentine's Day, because that was this past week. You know, we're going to get into that a little bit. There's a lot going on that I want to talk about. You know, there's a lot going on in the world, and I just want to talk about good things. I want to talk about good, happy things, all right? So I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're doing, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing good. I hope you're doing great. I'll say it as many times as I need to. It's all true. I hope it is true. But he's coming back. I'm excited to do this. Flying solo again on this episode. Gonna get back into the main structure soon. I got a lot of cool guests lined up, but they have stuff that they're promoting, you know, down the road. So I'm kind of waiting until, you know, there's more stuff that they can promote when we're closer to those actual dates. You know what I mean? But I have a lot of cool guests coming up soon. But today, flying solo until I call moms. We will call moms. We got the advice column back. Some people out in the world need advice, and they're going to get it today from Mama Revis. So stay tuned for that at the end of the podcast. Let's get the plugs out of the way. Make sure you guys are subscribing to my channel on YouTube.com, people. YouTube.com/IamTonyRevis. If you're listening to this podcast right now on the YouTube and you're not subscribed, fix it. Hit that little subscribe button. It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. So subscribe. I'm still trying to get to 100. If you're listening on iTunes, you can subscribe on there too, so that when the new episodes get posted, they pop up right in your feed. So you know exactly, you don't have to search for them. So subscribe. Even leave, you know, you can rate the podcast. Do it. Leave me a little 5-star rating. Make a boy feel good. Or if you're on SoundCloud, at soundcloud.com/OYDK podcast, you can subscribe on there too as well. But we're getting into it. We're getting into it. So those are the places you can find us. Make sure you're subscribing. Also, subscribe to youtube.com/JeffDye if you haven't. Me and Jeff are coming back with new episodes of Jeff and Tony Play soon. Some new games we're going to get into, and I'm very excited. So it's a good time over there. And we're having a lot of fun. So make sure you subscribe there as well. And then follow me on Instagram and Twitter so you can stay up to date with all that stuff and what I'm doing. That's I am Tony Revis on both of those social media platforms. All right? So let's get into it. Let's get into the topics of this week because I just want to talk. I just want to talk to you guys about some stuff. I don't know what. We're going to just see what comes up. We start talking about Valentine's Day. That was this week. Did you guys have a good Valentine's Day? Did you get flowers? Did you get candy, fellas? Did you get your ladies candy and flowers? Or fellas, did you get your fellas flowers or candy? Or ladies, did you get your ladies flowers or candy? Or did you get your dudes? Whatever, you know. Did you? I didn't, because I don't got a lady. So it's cool. You know, no big deal, because guess what? I didn't have to buy anything, so I saved my money, which is a terrible way to think. You know, but, you know, Valentine's Day, it's kind of like, you know, everyone says like, oh, well, this is a day that Hallmark came up with just to sell stuff. And like, yeah, that's kind of true. Like, why can't we not just be like this every day? But, you know, it's okay to have a special day besides, you know, you got your anniversary and then you got a nice little special day once a year. What's the big deal? You don't have to go crazy like some people. I know that my dad, like, and my mom, like, they celebrate the day after because then all the candy's half off so she can get twice as much. You know what I mean? It's smart. It's smart thinking. Yeah, no, I didn't have a Valentine this year. It's okay. I'm so busy with my own stuff. But ladies, hey, if you're out there, hit me up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But no, I kind of had an epiphany the other day. I've been single for a while because I've just been doing my own thing, and it's been good. It's been great. You know, so there's been times when I haven't been single very long, and this is kind of like one of the longest times I've been single because I've just been focused on me, and I'm okay being single. You know, for like the first time, which is in a while, which is good. I'm just doing me. I'm doing things that I love. You know, but I was sitting at home. And my roommate was out with her boyfriend doing their Valentine's Day thing, and they had a great time, apparently. Great. So happy. And I was sitting at home, and I was playing Zelda on my Nintendo Switch. I love the Nintendo Switch. I played the new Mario game, and it was so good. And I started playing the new Zelda game because I love Zelda, and it's very tedious. It's so tedious. There's so much, like, side things you have to do. That's, like, 98% of the game, right? There's, like, the main story. But to be good enough to get to the main story and to win, you have to do all this side stuff to, like, power up your character and all this other stuff. And it's like, I'm just doing tedious stuff. You know, I'll play for 5 hours of side stuff just to get to the 30 minutes of, like, main story. So that is kind of frustrating, but I love it. I was a little iffy at first, but I love it now, where I found myself playing for, like, 10 hours straight one of these last week. And I was like, oh, boy, where'd the day go? I didn't even eat. It was crazy. And so I did that. My roommate and her boyfriend come home, and they're just hanging out or whatever. And I'm watching wrestling because I'm a big pro wrestling fan. Those of you who know me, I've always loved wrestling. I love video games. I'm a big child, right? And this is kind of the epiphany that I had. As I was sitting here watching wrestling, my roommate's boyfriend was like, oh, what are you watching? And I was like, wrestling. And he's like, oh, okay. And he used to watch back in the day, but he, you know, doesn't watch like I do. And we proceeded to sit there. They came and sat in my room and just hung out with me, which was a pleasant time. It was so nice. And we watched, like, old wrestling stuff. And I'm a bit of a wrestling historian. Like, I know everything about wrestling. Like, I watched so much wrestling as a kid and still to this day. And, like, it's a real thing. Like, I know so much. Like, that's one of my dream jobs. One of my dream jobs would to be a writer for the WWE, because I, you know, I don't go to the shows really or anything like that. And I'm not, like, cheering for guys to win matches. Like, I understand the business side of it. And, like, that's what I love. I love the entertainment side of it. And, like, to be a writer for it would be, like, my dream job, to come up with the storylines and stuff like that. But I'm sitting here talking to them about, like, old school wrestling from, like, the 90s and stuff. For hours, and, like, they're, like, talking about a certain match, and I know exactly what day it happened. Like, they have the WWE Network, which is, like, Netflix, where they have all their backlog of, you know, pay-per-views and, like, television programming, and we're talking about a match where, like, this guy took a really nasty fall or whatever. I know exactly what pay-per-view it is and what year, so I can find it right away on the network. Like, it's kind of crazy, and I was like, wow. This is why I'm single. Very obvious to me. But that's okay. That's fine. I'm happy with who I am. I like wrestling. Big whoop. I like video games. Deal with it. And I'm gonna find me a lady that's okay with that. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like video games. You don't have to like wrestling. But, you know, it's okay that I do. That's the lady I'm finding. So if you're out there, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. I gave you my Instagram, my Twitter. You can hit me up on them DMs. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, I was just kind of like, oh gosh, I'm a giant child. But that's fine. Because there's another giant child lady out there who's going to appreciate that. So I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you, babes. You're out there. But yeah, that was my Valentine's Day. Hope you guys had a good Valentine's Day. What else? What else is going on? I was at work the other day, and I needed a snack, and we have, like, vending machines, and I went to the vending machine. How come in 2018, I know there's no segue at all. This is just very professional stuff here, Tony. No segue at all. Just diving right into another story. But how come in 2018 we do not have more efficient vending machines. Why do I have the same problem I had back in 96 in first grade trying to get a bag of chips, where I get the bag of chips and get stuck in the machine? That's what happened. My bag of chips got stuck. And the problem is, usually you just shake the hell out of it until it falls. Well, the machine's bolted to the ground, so I couldn't even shake it. So what I have to do? I had to buy another bag of chips so the one behind it would knock the first one out. Luckily, the second one fell too, so I didn't just get one for the price of two. I got both of them, but I didn't want two bags of chips. I just wanted one. So that was frustrating. It's 2018. Why have we not found a better way to operate these vending machines that aren't the little curly metal things that get stuck? Packaging gets stuck on it. Let's fix it. Because some of them are dope. Some of them, like these drink ones, have like this arm that goes and grabs it, and then it's like this little conveyor belt that pulls it out. Like, that's fine. But why am I using a vending machine from, you know, back in the day, like the same one that was in a theater that was showing Rocky IV? Like, come on. Let's get with the times, please. It's 2018. And you know what's even crazier is Elon Musk sends a Tesla into orbit, but we still have these vending machines. Here's something else that was really on my mind this week. It's sticking with technology, kind of. Boston Dynamics. If you don't know who they are, or Boston Robotics? One of those. Dynamics or Robotics. I don't know, because I'm staying away from it. They are pushing it. I've talked about it on a podcast weeks ago about the like backflipping robot. Well, now I saw a video of like this robot dog looking thing comes up to a closed door and it can't open it. It backs up because it called its other buddy, another robot dog with a rotating arm that comes and opens the door. Sure, it took 5 minutes, but it was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. This is Skynet, people. It's happening. I said it before. I'm saying it again. I even said on Twitter, I was like, I saw that video and I just saw my future. Like, it was That's So Raven. I was like, whoosh, what? And I saw my future where I'm sitting, or I'm huddled in a dark closet. I got my wife and my two kids behind me. I'm bloodied and beaten. They're crying and I'm trying to protect them. I only have a pistol with one bullet. All of a sudden, we're trying to be as quiet as possible. We hear the tippy tap of little robot dog legs. And I'm like, uh-oh, here it comes. Right? I hear scratching at the door. 5 minutes later, when they finally get the thing open, there's two robot dogs staring us down, and I only have one bullet. That's the future I saw. Did we survive? I don't know. Were they trying to help us? I don't think so, but who knows? What I'm saying is, you're pushing it. They're going to take over. And it's too soon. I don't understand why we do this. We got that one robot that's like a citizen who like talks to you. Don't tell me she's not going to try to take over the world. She's going to try. And we don't have Bruce Lee to defend us. Chuck Norris is old. Van Damme's getting up there. Ralph Macchio is in dad outfits. He ain't the Karate Kid no more. Who do we call on? Ghostbusters? Uh-uh. Watch it with that. Be careful. And if you didn't get my, that Ralph Macchio reference I just made, I saw a trailer for, this YouTube show that's coming out that's like a true sequel to The Karate Kid, where now they're old and it's called Cobra Kai, where the guy he fights now opens a Cobra Kai dojo and is like a bad guy. And Ralph Macchio is like mad at him, but like Ralph Macchio looks like a total dad in it. Like, he's got like khakis and like a button-up shirt when he confronts this guy in the dojo. It's really weird. Look it up. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. I just saw the trailer the other day. It's for a YouTube Red show. It's crazy. But yeah, I don't want to get into that. I don't know too much about it. Man, I go so fast through this. You know, I know it's almost been 15 minutes, but like I just talk nonstop. That's why I like having guests, because I can just sit and listen. Not that I don't like talking to you. I love talking to you guys. I love ranting. Hopefully you guys enjoy my crazy nonsense that I talk about. Because I don't, and it's like I don't have segues. I don't have anything. Just randomness. What else? Okay, segue. Here's a segue. Speaking of randomness, I was in an Uber. Another Uber story. I got tons of Uber stories because I take Uber all the time. I was in an Uber on my way home from work. Guy picks me up. 5 seconds into the ride, says, "Hey, can I ask you a question?" I'm like, "Oh, great, here we go." I wish I would have had headphones on or something, but he's like, "Can I ask you a question?" I'm like, "Here we go." He says, "I just got my eyebrows done." Let me stop right there. Red flag already. Just got his eyebrows done. Okay, sure. Good for you. And apparently, this is the second time he's got them done from this person. And the first time, she did it flawless. Second time, she messed up a little bit, but he didn't notice until he left. So he was like, "Well, next time I go in, do I say something? Or do I, like, you know, just ignore it? Or do, like, I take a picture and show her?" I'm like, what? Why are you stressing out about this, first of all? It's like we've all had a haircut that you come home, you're just like, ugh. It's not exactly what I wanted, but yeah, okay. You know? And you move on, right? Now, if it's someone you go to all the time, sure. Next time you see them, you're just kind of like, "Hey, you know, love coming to you. I'm back, obviously, so you know I do. But last time, I just noticed a little something that maybe, you know, just watch out for that." You know, if you don't be a jerk about it, it's fine. But he was so stressed out about it. I was like, dude, just you can... If she did it right the first time, maybe this time was just an oversight. So you just go in there. If she does it wrong again, then you say something. If she does it right, you walk out, don't have to hurt anyone's feelings, and it's done. Or, like I said, if it's messed up and you notice, check before you leave this time. Like, "Oh, actually, before I go, I noticed this was like this last time too, and I like it like this. Can maybe we..." And boom, it's done. All right? I don't understand why you're stressing out so much. Now, if you thought that was going to be the weird Uber story, you would be mistaken. That is all just prequel to the real weirdness of this ride. And I know what you're thinking. What? That's already weird enough. Well, strap in. So that conversation ends. I think I'm out of the woods. We're sitting there, kind of stuck in traffic. It is NBA All-Star weekend here in Los Angeles, which is annoying. So traffic's been crazy. I'm assuming it's just stemming from that. It could be anything. But anyways, he's like, "So looks like we're in the car for about another 7 minutes. So can I ask you another question?" I'm just like, "Oh, no. I want to say no, but I can't. I don't have it in me." So I'm just like, "Yeah, sure." And he starts to tell me a story about someone who was in his life for like 5 years. They were friends. She hooked him up with her cousin and they started dating. They went on a few dates and all of a sudden everyone wanted them to get married, like right then. All right. He wasn't from America. And I know everywhere, you know, different cultures have different ideas on this type of thing. And I understand that. I can't relate, you know, but I know I watched The Big Sick, and, you know, that's about Kumail, well, I don't know his last name, and how he met his wife. But his mom, like, he's from Pakistan, or their family's from Pakistan, and his mom kept trying to set him up these arranged marriages, and that's kind of how it works, and that's just normal. That's just foreign to me, but normal there. So it was kind of a normal thing, I guess, for this guy in the culture. But he didn't want to do it, right? Because she wanted to have a baby right away and get married, and he was like, "Whoa, we went on a few dates, like, you're great, but I don't want to do that." And then he said no, and then so this friend of his for 5 years started mentally and verbally abusing him and like blocking him on social media and like hanging out with his cousins, but then like telling his cousins not to hang out with him or something. This is crazy. This crazy situation that I want no part of. And he's asking me about this. A guy I've never met. Asking me these personal things. Like, well, what do I do? She just said happy birthday to me. Should I let her back in my life? Before I continue, when did I become this guy's dad? Where now I have to give, like, this fatherly advice? That's what I wanted to know. But second, I'm like, dude, she said happy birthday? And you're like, oh, maybe she's nice now. What? So I asked this guy, I'm like, did she affect your life negatively? He's like, yeah, she made me feel awful. And like, I was like, really messed me up for, you know, I lost like 20 pounds from stress and it really messed me up. I was like, okay, well, why do you want that in your life? Just because she said happy birthday to you doesn't mean she's going to be nice. She probably doesn't think she did anything wrong, which is even worse. Because we're all the hero in our own story, you know what I mean? So if she's not going to be a positive influence or positive, you know, have a positive effect in your life and just going to cause you stress, no, you don't need that. And I was like, basically what this ride was me like coaching this guy in self-confidence. Like, no, you, it's okay to make, and I guess this is a lesson for a lot of us to learn, I guess, but I just kind of figured it was well known already because I said like, it's okay to make a decision for your own well-being. Just because you don't want to marry this person and have a baby, because that's not what you want, even though that's what they want, if you say no, that doesn't make you a bad guy. You can make a decision for your own well-being. And he, it's like he had never heard those words before. He's like, oh, man, that's a really good point. And I kind of felt bad because I was like, whoa, like, what, do you never make your own decision for what makes you happy? I'm not saying, like, make yourself happy and hurt others. But no one's going to make you have a baby. You know what I mean? If not, if you don't want to, you don't gotta. And it was just weird. I was like, just get me out of this car. I don't know what's been happening with me in Ubers lately. Luckily, I was in one tonight and lips were sealed. We didn't talk once. Perfect. Perfect ride. It was great. The only time I spoke up was like, oh, you can take a left here and then a right. It'll be quicker. And that was it. That's how I want my Uber trips to go. But I just felt it in me, you know, it's like, that's why I do this podcast. Like, I want to inspire. And I guess I was put in that car to inspire that man. Who knows what he did? Hopefully his, I left that car and he, his life is better for it. Who knows? I don't know. It was wild. It was so weird. It was so, so weird. I don't know why I'm getting worked up about it, but it was just, I thought it was hilarious. And man, these Uber stories, they don't end. They don't. Let's go into something else. No segues. No segues. We're jumping right into something else. What is it? What are we going to talk about? Spring training. Spring training's here. That means baseball season is here. Do you hear how excited I am? I love it. I'm that weirdo that, like, the first day that the teams show up to spring training, which was Valentine's Day, the pitchers and catchers showed up. The full teams aren't even there. It's just pitchers and catchers for the most part. I'm like wearing my Mariners gear. I wore my jersey that day. Like, I'm excited. I love baseball season. I played baseball my whole life. It's the most important thing to me. I am that guy who watches every single game. I come home from work when the Mariners play at 7, I turn it on, eat my dinner, and watch the game. That's all I do. The game's on at 4 because we're on the East Coast. I got it on my phone at work. I watch every game. I get the MLB package, the online package where you can pick a team and you pay for the year and you get to watch all their games. So I just get the Mariners games and I watch every game and I'm so excited. Why? We're probably not going to be good. Doesn't matter. Still love it and I always have hope. I'm positive. Positive fan. This is going to be the year. This is the year. That's what I think every year, and hopefully it is. But I love it. Baseball season lifts my spirits so much. When opening day hits to the last game of the year, having something to look forward to every day is amazing. And those off days, there's like 4 off days a month when they don't have a game. I'm just like, I'm so sad because I'm like, oh, I don't have anything to look forward to today. It's really bad. I shouldn't be sad like that. And something else I noticed, I've been listening to a lot of Kid Cudi lately because I love Kid Cudi. He's a rapper and I love him. I've always been a fan since like 2009. But he's a pretty sad guy. Like all his songs are kind of like sad and talk about how sad he is, and no one ever took him serious. And then like a few years ago, he like went to the hospital because he was like, "No, I'm really sad," and did rehab or whatever. So like I've been listening to a lot of Kid Cudi, just because I thought it was good music. But then I was like, "Oh no, am I sad? Like is this like a red flag? Like if I turn Kid Cudi on, I need to like whoa." Before we continue, let's evaluate. Are you listening to Kid Cudi because you like the tune? Are you listening to Kid Cudi because you're a little blue? But I promise you, it's just because I like the tune. I'm not blue. I have been in a little slump, which I talked about last podcast. Been in a little slump. That's okay. Because I was a baseball player, and we're going back to baseball. We're keep diving in and out without segues, but it's all related. I was a baseball player. All right, and it took me a while to learn, but when I learned it, it changed my playing career, and I kind of still take this with me everywhere I go, that baseball is a game of failure, right? It's the only sport that's really like that, where, you know, like basketball, if you're shooting free throws, like you need to make 8 out of 10 or whatever to be good. Well, baseball, if you fail 7 out of 10 times in baseball, fail 7 out of 10 times. That means you're really good. That means you got to hit 3 out of 10 times. And that means you're good. Isn't that crazy? So I had to learn that because baseball is a very mental game because it is a game of failure. You're getting out more than you're getting hits and you got to be able to handle that. And I take that in as an artist when I go on auditions and stuff like that. It's like, look, I'm going to get out more than I get hits, but that's okay. It's a game of failure. Keep your head up, you stay mentally focused. So, you know, that's what the slump I'm in. Just got to get that one hit. That's the slump buster. And then when it rains, it pours, baby. In a good way, though, once you break the slump. So I'm just waiting for that downpour. I'm waiting for it. Looking forward to it. I'm excited. But yeah, baseball season's back. Can't wait for the Mariners to start. Shout out to Matt Haig, old family friend. We go way back. Used to hang out with him and this in their family. Me and my brothers would spend the night at their family's house when I was like 5. We go way back, and he's been a baseball player in the minors for years, having an awesome career. And this year he signed with the Seattle Mariners. He'll probably be in AAA, but hey, I'm hoping that he makes the main big league roster. That'd be sweet. I want to watch my boy Matt. So shout out to you, Matt. You're not listening. But hey, I'll tweet you and be like, hey, I talked about you on my podcast, and maybe he'll listen. So if you are listening to this, love you, buddy. Hope you have a great spring. Go down there in Arizona and start mashing. And we'll see you in Seattle. All right? But yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for March Madness coming up. I suck at the brackets, but it's always fun. I'm excited because it's almost WrestleMania season. If you're a wrestling fan, you know what that's about. I'm excited because Seattle is filing an NHL extension to get expanded and get an NHL team. I'm excited about that. And that's just sports, baby. There's so much more to be excited about in life. I know sometimes things are dark and sad in the world, but I'm trying to be happy. I'm trying to love everything and love everybody. That's what we need. I'm filled with love, y'all. Filled with love. Working on the new music. Doing this podcast. The YouTube channel. Getting back with Jeff Dye. Doing that channel. It's good stuff. So stay tuned. It sounds like I'm wrapping it up. I'm not wrapping it up. I'm just like, I'm getting hyped. Because spring's right around the corner and I love spring. It feels new. I'm excited. I'm feeling kind of lightheaded because I'm just like screaming. I'm reading more. Like I said, I wanted to do. No segue. I'm reading more. I've only read one book so far this year. Like I said, The Hobbit. I said that last week. But I'm halfway done with Fellowship of the Ring. I'm reading it again. Gosh, it's bland. The other ones are good. This one's like tough to get through. It's starting to get better now because stuff's actually starting to happen. But like the first half of the book is just like them walking and Tolkien telling you the geography. Like, oh, the hills over there is named this. And then they took a left and to this town named this. And it's stuff like, it's not important stuff. It's stuff that doesn't come up ever again, so I don't need to know it. But it's getting good. So I'm reading more. Today at work, me and my coworkers started talking about Harry Potter, which don't get me started. Do not get me started on Harry Potter. I love it so much. And I'm kind of getting the itch to read those books again. I have a former teacher. He was never my teacher, but he worked at my school. And I've just kind of known him as a friend because we play fantasy football together. He's going to be on the podcast one of these days, hopefully. His name is Brian Abraham. Shout out to you, Brian. He's actually in the Harry Potter show that's opening on Broadway this spring. And I'm excited to hopefully have him on the podcast once that opens down the road when he can actually talk about it, because he can't really talk about anything right now. So I want to have him on one day because that's so cool. I couldn't believe it. He got cast in the Harry Potter show on Broadway. So happy for him. Couldn't happen to a better guy. But yeah, we start talking about Harry Potter and the books, and you know, I come to the conclusion, like, if you read a book and you like the book, you're not going to like the movie because they have to take stuff out. If it's a 300-page book turned into a 120-page script, but the 120 pages is filled with dialogue, and, like, if you combine it into, like, book writing, it's probably, like, 40 pages, they're going to have to take out so much stuff. And that's just how it goes. So we start talking about Harry Potter. I'm kind of getting the itch to read him again. But, yeah, I'm reading. I'm enjoying it. Let's do a book club. Listeners, if you're listening, I'm reading Fellowship of the Ring. Catch up. I'm halfway done. Catch up with it. And then we'll talk about it when we both finish. And then we'll move on to Two Towers. And then we'll move on to Return of the King. And then we'll go to something else after that. Maybe Harry Potter. Maybe something else. I want to read Ready Player One. My buddy Dane's been all over me about it. Like, why are you not reading this? And the movie's coming out. I want to read it before I see the movie. Or maybe I'll see the movie. No. Because I don't want to ruin my book experience if I know the story. So I'll probably read it first. Man. I'm a rambling man right now. I was born a rambling man. All right, let's end it with this. I have one more thing I want to talk about. So strap in. Here we go. I've mentioned on this podcast before that I love to watch Facebook videos before I fall asleep. It's a terrible habit because I probably should be sleeping. But don't text me right now. You're interrupting my story. Sorry. But yeah, I watch Facebook videos, dog videos, you know, all that stuff. And it's great. Sometimes Ellen videos will pop up. And her show's fun. People love her show. It's great. Ellen loves to give stuff away to her audience and to her the people she has on her show. She's like new Oprah. And which is all fine and dandy. That's wonderful. I've seen her give away, like, a struggling college student. She gave, like, $10,000 towards their tuition and, like, all this stuff. Like, that's awesome. All right. Well, I saw a video of her show. And she had the kid on from the Super Bowl. So if y'all saw the Super Bowl, you saw Justin Timberlake's performance. Pretty good. Not great. I didn't. You know, I thought it was okay. But he ends up in the crowd at the end, and there's a kid struggling to take a selfie with him. And now he's selfie kid, and there's all those memes, like, where he's looking up, who's Justin Timberlake or whatever. Those are pretty funny. But this kid becomes super famous now because he takes a selfie with Justin Timberlake at the end of his performance. So if I'm that kid, before I move on with the story, if I'm that kid, I'm sure my Twitter is, like, going nuts, and I'm sure my, like, Instagram is popping. Like, if that was me, do you know how many people would be listening to this podcast right now? I'd be popping off because I'd use that Super Bowl fame, and boom, you got an audience. Now attack it, right? So whatever, that's what I would do. Anyways, Ellen has this kid on to talk about it. Whatever, that's fine. He was a phenomenon. She likes to do that. That's great. So even more to my point, this kid should be popping off on social media. He should start a YouTube channel tomorrow and daily vlogs because people would watch just because they know who he is. Doesn't have to be even that good. Just people know who he is. But he's on the show and they talk about the experience, and she surprises him by having Justin Timberlake call into the show. And this kid starts to cry touching moment. And Justin explains kind of the situation. And here's where I have a problem with what happens next. Justin then says, you know what? I feel like I need to meet you properly. So I want to invite you and your family to my show in Boston. Because he's a Patriots fan from Boston, got to go to the game. That's fine. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. Right? But here's the thing. He gets VIP passes and backstage passes to the show. Okay, whatever. Ellen then proceeds to give him and his family a VIP experience to a New England Patriots game next year, courtesy of the NFL. He'll get to go to a game. He'll get to be on the field. He'll get to meet the players. And this is where I'm like, come on. Give me a break. This kid's already popping off on social media. He's fine. Why are you giving him free stuff? And more than that, this kid and his brother, maybe, and his dad went to the Super Bowl. I'm sure they're fine. Okay? Now, maybe that's a little presumptuous to assume that they're well off because they can afford 3 Super Bowl tickets. But that ain't cheap, folks. And not only did they have Super Bowl tickets, they weren't in the nosebleeds. They were right there in those great seats where Justin Timberlake could get there in 30 seconds. So tell me why this kid needs VIP passes to the Patriots. Give me a break. I'm all for Ellen doing nice things and giving, you know, a teacher who has no supplies, you know, years worth of supplies, school supplies for a classroom. Awesome. Love it. But this kid who just went to the GD Super Bowl gets a free VIP experience, not only to Justin Timberlake in his concert, but to an NFL game next year. Maybe I'm hating, you know? I admit that. I'm the guy, if I'm at the casino and I'm losing at blackjack and I look over and see someone hit the jackpot on the slots, I'm not happy for that person. I don't want that person to win the jackpot. Now, if you earn your keep, right? If you earn a raise or you're like, I have a lot of friends who are, you know, talented musicians or whatever, and their albums go big, love that because they're putting in the work. But just because this kid was in the right place at the right time and he takes a selfie with Justin, he gets all this free stuff. Come on. Come on, Ellen. It's not cool. It was the same thing. And she did the same thing to that damn Daniel. Remember that? From like 2 years ago. Damn Daniel. Back at it again with the white Vans. Remember that? She gave those kids a lifetime supply of Vans. For what? Now, those kids, at least, I don't know how their life is. They weren't at the Super Bowl. So, fine. And I think they donated the shoes. Great kids. But again, it's like, come on, Ellen. You're making me mad. This kid gets to go VIP. He was just at the Super Bowl. In great seats. The Seattle Seahawks were in the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. One of them in New York when I was living there, and I was so mad I couldn't go to the game. I was actually in the town, so I didn't have to travel. I didn't have to do anything. I mean, I had to travel because it's in New Jersey, but like, I didn't have to get a hotel. All I had to do was get a ride to the game, ride to the back, and a ticket. Couldn't do it, of course, because it's the Super Bowl. Then the next year, it's in Arizona, which is like a 5-hour drive. Very doable. But again, I couldn't afford it. This kid comes from Boston all the way to Minnesota with his dad and his brother in nice seats just to get free stuff. Man, that ain't cool. I'm not cool with it, Ellen. I sound pretty salty right now, huh? I admit it. Maybe I'm just jealous. You know, I want a VIP experience. Come on. What does this kid do? Took a selfie. Poorly. And now he's praised. But seriously, if I was this kid, I'd have a YouTube channel. I'd be on there every day getting those numbers. But who knows? Maybe he is. I don't know. I'm not staying away from it. That's about it. I got an email from Postmates that I'm reading right now because I had a terrible Postmate experience. I just ordered some Taco Bell, and I was ordering from Taco Bell, and they're like, "Oh no, you can't order from this Taco Bell right now." So I chose a different one, which turned out to be the Universal Studios one, and my order was twice as expensive as they told me it was going to be because it was at the Universal one. So everything was more expensive. Ridiculous. So I'm saying, hey, yo, you better fix this. I'm not paying double for some tacos just because they came from, you know, the Minions. Unreal. Anyways, man, that's going to do it for this portion of the podcast. We went everywhere. We went everywhere and back. We talked about spring training. We talked about Killer Dog Robots. We talked about Kid Cudi. We talked about Uber stories. We talked about vending machines. What else did we talk about? Books. Rich kids getting free stuff. Postmates. Yeah. Zelda. It's been a lot. So stay tuned. Because coming up is my call with Mama Revis coming on the podcast to answer some questions. People need the answers. There's people out in the world who are floating, just floating in the abyss, waiting for someone to show them the light. Well, Mama's going to do that. Coming right up. So stay tuned for that. And I'll do the last plugs after that. I'm not even going to bore you with it. Let's get right into it. Calling Moms right now. Stay tuned.
Oh, you didn't know?
Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
I just went out to dinner with your brothers and your dad and grandma and
really?
Your Aunt Kathy.
What'd you guys have?
We had Mexican food.
Oh, I just had Mexican food, except I had I had Taco Bell.
It was fun. We had a fun time.
That's good. I'm glad you guys had so much fun without
me. But I'm home and I'm tired, so what do you want?
Glad you guys had so much fun without me. Anyways,
yeah.
I'm here because it's time to bring the advice column back, okay? There's people floating out there in the world with no, you know, no light, and they need a light, and you're the light they need,
poor
I think.
Sons
of I have to censor my own mother on my podcast. Great job.
Okay. Well, I told you I was tired. Let's go.
Well, someone here needs love advice, okay?
Oh, okay. Piece of cake.
Yeah. So, and this is just straight from the internet. I was going to go with something that someone I know asked me, but people were being jerks about it. So I want to do this. This is funny. Well, it's because, like, my cousin Chris, you know, he said, like he did a few podcasts ago, like, are the Astros going to win the World Series? Like, shut up, Chris.
Hell no.
There you go. That's the answer. Okay. So this
not
person.
No, hell no.
Yeah. Now this person writes, "Hi, my name is L. I'm 17 oh. years old. L, the letter L.
Oh, okay.
I'm 17 years old and I live in the Netherlands. I am a pretty shy boy, but not the socially awkward kind of shy." Mm. Like, what's the other kind? I don't get it. Anyways, I have enough friends with who I like to hang out. I like to swim, cook stuff, and go for walks with my dog.
Aww.
I also like to listen to music, all kinds of it, from AC/DC to Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. I also like to watch movies, preferably movies like Interstellar, Inception. So this guy's a Chris Nolan fan, but okay. So yeah, I'm a pretty chill guy with a lot of interests and great friends. All right, not bad so far. I don't know why this guy would have problems, but let's keep going. There's one friend, though, a female friend, who I really like. Like, really, really like. Actually, I love her. Oh. I'll call her Jay. She's 17 as well and lives in the same city I do. She has the cutest smile, the most beautiful hair I've ever seen, the most gorgeous pair of eyes, but most importantly, the best personality. She is so nice to everyone, always wants to help everyone, talk to everyone, make sure no one feels sad. She makes me smile every time I see her, but she's also pretty insecure about herself. I won't go into detail about that. I'm not trying to, like, make fun of this. I'm just trying to read it like,
yeah,
like this is a romantic comedy movie. So don't think I'm, like, teasing this kid.
No.
And I really hate that this beautiful, amazing girl is so insecure. That's really sweet. I really adore this kid.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell her that she's beautiful the way she is and that she's the best girl ever. Oh, and by the way, she knows I really like her.
Okay.
I just want to preface this to the listeners and to you that I'm not adding words here to church this up. Like, the way he's writing it, like, oh, by the way, comma, she knows I really like her. Like, he's being this dramatic about it, not me.
Uh-huh.
So, excuse me. So, she's the girl of my dreams, but there's one problem. She doesn't like me back. Okay. He goes on for six more paragraphs, but let me just stop right there. What are you doing, kid? I think you got your answer. He says, I confess my love to her a few times, maybe a lot of times, LOL, but she always, quote, rejected me, unquote. We're best friends, though, and we'll stay that, so no worries about her rejecting me. But back to the problem.
He's got a problem.
She always tells me I'm too good for her, that she doesn't deserve me, that I can find someone way better, etc.
Yeah, it's not you, it's me.
Oh, I feel bad. Again, I don't want to be making fun of this kid.
Okay, yeah, he may seriously be serious, so we need to keep going.
Yeah, and she always tells me she doesn't feel the same way I do. She always told me she'd rather...
At least she's being honest.
Yeah, she also told me that she'd rather have her like me as well, but that just won't happen. She doesn't know why, it's just her feelings. Fair enough.
Yeah.
As I really like her and think we'd be perfect together, parenthesis, we're like really best friends, always hang out together. It's almost as if we are a couple already. I'd love it if she liked me back. So my question is, all that to get to the question. Does anyone have advice for me and how I can get this wonderful girl to like me back? Thanks in advance.
Boy.
I'd love hearing from you. And sorry for this long post and lots of commas and parentheses. I just don't know how to put my words down, and I can't describe with words my feelings for her. Let me know if you need more information. I don't think we do.
I think he did a fabulous job
of
describing his dilemma.
And he says, or if you have questions for me, also see the P.S. P.S. My excuses if there are grammar mistakes. Oh. And if there's something's not described good enough, since I'm Dutch, it's hard to write in English. Okay, yeah, that's fine. He did great. What do you mean? He did great
describing. He's a little obsessive-compulsive.
Yeah, so this is kind of, it took a turn from like, oh, this is a sweet kid, to like, I'm kind of scared for her. you kind of said it. I like the fact that, you know, at least she's being honest, even though she's kind of like... placating him a little bit by like, oh, you're, you know, you deserve better than me. Like, I don't like that part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe that's because this guy's kind of crazy.
Well, all I could tell him at this point is he's done everything he can do.
Yeah.
And she's told him point blank, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
He needs to stop, or he's going to lose what he's got.
Right.
And maybe he does need to lose it.
Right. Here's the thing.
That sounds a bit like an obsession.
Right. And here's the thing. At this point, he's a lamp. He's only ever going to be a lamp. She's never going to see him as Fabio, right? And like Prince Charming. That'll never be him. He's as good as a lamp to her in that department.
A lamp?
Yeah. So you gotta just walk away. If you can't only be friends, you gotta get, because that's the hard part.
That's right. And he needs to take all those feelings he has, because he obviously is looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
and is very romantic and very, like, I can tell he's a very, the right girl for him. He'll be able to shower her with lots of affection, and she's got to be able to do it back.
Right.
Or, you know, and that's someone else.
And here's the comment. One person has left a comment. This is on Reddit, by the way, for mm-hmm. those of you listening. One person left a comment, and this person's not helping. They said, just keep being yourself and being there for her. Great advice, right? Just be yourself.
No.
Just be yourself. Well, yeah, tone it down a little bit. Tone it down, but be yourself. But then they say, these things come eventually if they're meant to happen. This ain't meant to happen. It's been clear. Like, don't give them that false hope. I'm going to write. What am I going to write, Mom?
Well, he talks about how he's shy, but I don't think he is.
Yeah, doesn't seem
because
like it.
Because he's actually approached her numerous times.
Right.
Having a relationship. That's not being shy. Yeah, I know, because I was shy.
He's got more guts than I did.
There were guys I had crushes on that never knew.
Right. And for me, like I've been in this guy's position, not this like crazy about it, but like I've been friend zoned.
Yeah, you know how. Mm-hmm.
I'm the mayor of the friend zone. You kidding me?
Yes.
And, you know, it's like, come on, man. You got to just, yeah, that's not shy. I'd never told, like, I was friend zoned and I'm like, oh, I like you. And they're like, oh, I just, you know, it's not you, it's me. It's that whole thing. And I was kind of like,
not you.
You know, and then I'm kind of just like, ugh, and I like absorbed into myself out of shame. And that was it. There was never multiple attempts. That was it.
I know.
So,
well,
the stone's on this kid.
He knows what he wants.
And then this person also said, just don't become someone else to make her like you. That ain't going to happen either. She's made it clear. It's time to move on.
Obviously, she likes him as a friend.
Right, sure. But if
that's
not enough for him, and if that's never going to be okay, if you can't just be friends, you got to split. Splitsville.
He does. He's got to move along, little doggy, move along.
All right, well, that's what I'm going to write. I'm going to write down, I'm going to save this kid's life. I'm going to say, look, kid. You got spunk. You got pizzazz.
Yep.
You're going to find someone who appreciates that, but it ain't this one. You got to let it go. If you can be friends, that's honorable.
Right.
But if not, you got to go. You're a lamp.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
If he's willing to truly let go and just not be, let her go, if there was ever a chance, which I don't think there is, but you know, hey, you never know. The fact that he let go of her, you know, that's the only chance because
right.
she's going to have to come to him.
And here's the thing. I'll let you in on this and people listening. Here's some of the best advice my father has ever given me. And you've probably never heard this.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to him one day. I was upset about a girl or something. And in his infinite wisdom, this is what he said, word for word. Here it is. He's like, I was talking to him about like, yeah, I like this girl, but she's just not into me. And, you know, it sucks. Like, I don't know what to do. And this is what he said to me verbatim. He was like, well, just act like you don't like her. I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe that'll bring her to you.
Exactly.
Great advice, Dad.
If it doesn't, that's okay too.
Right. Because that's the only way it's going to happen. It didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I took the L on that. But, hey, and also at the same time, like, I stopped caring about it. But he's like, just stop acting like you care. They like that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? Always like the bad boy.
Yeah, so.
And they're 17.
Right.
So my advice to him, too, is, you're 17.
I know, but you can't tell a 17-year-old that. When I was 17, this would have been the end of the world, too.
Yeah, well, you're 17.
I know.
And
here's the thing, kid.
Lots more around the corner.
And hey, you're in the Netherlands. I don't approve of this because I don't do it, but smoke some pot or something and relax.
Oh, God.
It's legal there.
No.
It's legal. I don't do it. I'm not saying, you know, whatever.
That doesn't, no, that's terrible advice.
Okay. Don't listen
Good
to
God.
That. Don't listen to that advice, kids. All right. Well, another one, another day saved. We did it, Mom.
And I wish him well. Yeah. I do. I mean, my heart goes out, and I'm going to say a little prayer for him.
L, we're rooting for you, L.
We're rooting for you, L. But L, you gotta let go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
But you gotta let go.
If you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, that's how you know.
Oh my God, I never thought I'd ever use that.
I know, right?
Advice.
All right, we did it.
Okay.
Advice, it's back. See, people, if you're listening, this is the
Come
great.
To me, baby.
This
Come
is
to me
this
ask.
Is the great advice you'd get. Okay, so if you got any questions, let Mama Revis save the day.
And don't be a dumb about it.
Whoa! I gotta censor that again. Gosh, were you drinking at the Mexican restaurant?
No, I had root beer.
Yeah, sure.
I did, but
that's what they call Bloody Marys these days.
I didn't. Your dad had Bloody Mary, but I didn't.
All right.
I didn't want the heartburn that comes with it.
Fair enough. Well, all right. Well, thanks, Ma.
Well, can't you bleep me? Dumb
that's
bleep?
I no. have to. I have to do that. But now it's just extra work for me to have to go back and
no,
do.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. What an asshole.
Okay, come on. All right, that's it. I got to go. Love you, Mom. Thanks for coming on.
I love you too, baby.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this week on Oh, You Didn't Know with me, Tony Revis. Episode 18 in the books. It's a wrap. It's done. Did you guys like that? That was some great advice for this kid. L, if you ever listen to this, buddy, you can do it. You can get over it. But anyways, thanks to Mama Revis for coming on, giving some great advice to the people in need, even though I had to bleep her all the time, cussing like a sailor on my podcast. That ain't cool. But I love you, Mom. Thanks for coming on. Next week, we'll bring the advice column back. So if you need advice, you know where to find me. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at IamTonyRevis. Or send me an email at IamTonyRevis@gmail.com. Give me your questions, all right? I'm going to be reaching out, so pay attention. Follow me on the socials so you'll see what I'm going to post and get your questions answered. All right? Next week, I'll be back. I'll be back next week. I'm on a roll. That's 2 weeks in a row. I know I'm going to be back next week. I promise you. Okay? And me making this promise, again, will make me stick to it. Next week, I hope to have a guest, though. I hope to get back on track with the format. Brought Mom back this last week, and then this week we did the advice column, so we're slowly getting baby steps back into the format. I hope you enjoyed, you know, long version of my section, just ranting about stuff, but we're going to bring the format back. I have awesome people lined up that I want you guys to hear with awesome stories. Hopefully they'll inspire you in some way. You'll be interested in it. So next week, I hope to have a guest. Again, I don't want to make any promises and then, you know, let you down. Will it be The Rock? I don't know. Tune in and find out. Make sure you go to youtube.com/IamTonyRevis and click that mother effing subscribe button. Smash it. Hit the button. It's free. Subscribe to my channel so you can stay up to date with everything I got going on with the podcast, with the gaming videos. I'm going to have other stuff on there coming soon. I'm planning on doing some fun stuff. I got the music coming. I'm planning on doing some maybe comedy skits, but you got to subscribe. If you subscribe, I'll do it. All right. So subscribe there. If you're listening on iTunes, hit the subscribe button, leave a review, rate 5 stars, do all that good stuff. Love you so much. And hey, SoundCloud listeners, I ain't forget about you. If you're listening on soundcloud.com/OYDK podcast, you can subscribe to me on there too. So you know when the new podcast episodes are up each week. So don't miss it. All right. I got good stuff coming. Jeff and Tony Play, that's coming back too. So youtube.com/JeffDye, subscribe to that. Stay tuned for that stuff. Me and my homie Jeff Dye bringing the goodness, the comedy, the gaming. You don't want to miss it. But I hope you guys had fun this week. I had a blast. Can't wait for next week. So I'll talk to you soon. Remember, if you don't know, now you know. I am Tony Revis. I'm out.